Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now. Today, our Friends experts will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Mari and Gino.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thank you both for joining us again. And I know you guys were here last episode.
Yes, when we were debating whether it was got the key or got the keys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we did go back and we tried to, you know, to see which one was right. Because I thought Monica had the keys. To me, I felt like Monica had the keys. So we went back and and rewatched that scene. And it could go either way, honestly. Yeah. Like, and Gino was right. Rachel does say okay at the end, but her okay wasn't like, it's okay, also, I got the key.
Yeah, it's also questionable.
That's it's questionable.
Yeah. I think it was good enough.
So it's still out there, out for debate, but I still think that Monica asked the question.
That's debatable.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. We still don't know.
Tell us what you think, guys.
Yes, please tell us what you guys think. Okay, so let's get started with episode 10 of Let's Talk Friends. Today's episode is season 1, episode 10, called The One with the Monkey. It aired December 15, 1994. Mm-hmm. The synopsis. The friends promise to celebrate New Year's Eve without dates, but soon all their plans change. Ross gets a pet monkey. The episode starts off in Monica and Rachel's apartment. Everyone is there. Ross comes in and introduces them to his new roommate, Marcel the monkey. Monica asks, why doesn't he just get a roommate? He replies with, I think you reach a certain age. Having a roommate is kind of path. And then he realizes. So he lies and says, and he lies about the meaning and says, really cool way to live. Yeah. So he's going to say it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Because all his friends, they all,
have, all roommates. Have roommates.
They all have roommates. And they're looking at each other like, where's he going with this?
Mm-hmm. And then when he comes in with the monkey, Marcel, Rachel asks, like, where did he come from or where did you get him? And he said that it was his friend, Bethel, that rescued him from a lab. And Phoebe, of course, says, why? Why would anybody name their child Bethel?
Yeah. When I first seen that, I thought that she was going to say, like, about the monkey. Yeah. Like, how can anybody do that? And she's talking about the lady's name.
The Bethel. Yeah.
Also, when Chandler comes in, he's like, oh, look, that monkey has a Ross on his ass.
Yes. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. At Central Perk, Phoebe is getting ready to sing. She has all new material. She has 12 songs about her mother's suicide and one about a snowman. Chandler suggests she open with the snowman. Joey comes in and is upset because he didn't get the job as Santa. He instead got a job of one of his helpers. Rachel asks everyone what they are doing for New Year's, and they all protest and hit her with the cushions.
Yeah, because nobody has dates other than her with Paolo. So, you know, I guess what society has in mind is New Year's. There's always a midnight kiss and stuff. So the fact that they all don't have a date, it's kind of...
I don't think she has a date.
She doesn't have a date because everybody knows that Paolo is there. But they don't know that he's going to be stuck in Rome or he's at Rome. Mm-hmm. So that's what she says. She's like, no, I'm going to be as pathetic as you guys. Because Paolo is in Rome. And then that's when Rachel, when Phoebe says, yeah, you wish. Like, meaning that... the pathetic part of it. So that's when Chandler suggests for them to have a no date pack.
Yeah.
That means that nobody's going to have a date so that nobody feels left out.
Yeah.
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 It's cool to see that Rachel has long distance relationships still. Like, it's like two episodes, even the last episode, she kept talking about Paolo buying her shoes.
Yeah. It's been since a blackout. So it's been two or three episodes. Three episodes so far, I think. Yeah, since she's been with him.
Mm. We'll see how long it lasts. You know, long distance relationships, they don't last.
Ross doesn't like it.
Yeah, Ross is not happy. Ross is not happy at all. She's confused, wondering what's wrong with New Year's. Chandler says nothing for her since she has Paolo, like you said. She then tells them that she's going to be just as pathetic as the rest because Paolo is going to be in Rome for New Year's. Chandler proposes the no date, New Year's Eve. No one is really enthusiastic, but they agree. Phoebe starts her performance. Her first song seems to be about the snowman, but ultimately is about her mother's being dead. So then the snowman song was not really about the snowman, even though she said it was. Mm-hmm. It ends up being about her mom too.
Right.
That in the kitchen.
And that was such a funny, that was so funny. When I'm listening to it and I just started cracking up because I thought that was hilarious.
Even like everybody in the background, they're all like dancing and
yeah,
like,
because it starts with a good beat.
Yeah. Yes.
And then she ends up talking about her mom being dead in the kitchen.
And then starts ringing those bells. Like.
Yes.
And then the La La La's.
Oh, yeah, and La La La.
That's a pretty good song, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For the Christmassy in it.
They have multiple cuts of different songs of her. Everyone seems depressed or bored. In the middle of her performance, Phoebe notices two guys, Max and David, who whose conversation is disrupting her singing. It turns out they were discussing Phoebe's attractiveness, and David thinks she's beautiful. She takes a break from singing and goes over to their table.
Yeah, because she's singing and then they're interrupting her, right? Because they're talking pretty loud. And then she yells at them. She's like, hey, noisy boys.
Yeah.
And then she literally makes them
tell
everybody what they were talking about, because she's like, if it's important to say it in the middle of my song, then it's important for you to tell the rest of us. So that's when she makes David speak out of everything that they were talking about.
It sounded like being in class and disrupting the class. Mm-hmm. And the teacher says, well, what was so important? Tell the whole class what you're talking about. Yeah. And that's why Chandler says,
oh, he's going go home with a note.
And then later on, Joey says he's going home with more than a note.
Yeah, when she walks over by him. Yeah.
And Max says that they were comparing her to between Daryl Hannah and Phoebe. And, you know, if you ever watch Splash or Kill Bill.
I never watched that one.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm. I know.
Oh, that's a really good movie. It's with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks.
And, I know, they were describing her, so I'm like, who is this
I was trying
lady?
To figure out who they were talking about.
I am like, curious to look
her up. We watched a lot of times, but I don't know who.
I mean, she has, like, the blonde hair, like, same features as Phoebe.
Yeah, so Marian's showing us a picture of what's her name? Hannah?
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
Splash, Kill Bill.
Wall I would Street. Like to see. I would That's like to see Kill a picture. Bill? I would like to see a picture of her in the 90s, though.
This seems, the 90s.
It does seem like this is like maybe an updated picture of her. She's pretty, but anyway, at the apartment.
This is her in the movie Splash.
Okay, so yeah, with
she
that,
looks better now.
And the way they were describing her, I could see
She's
where.
Older now.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm sorry, guys. I just,
you could see it.
I like her better now. She looks better now.
Okay. She looks better older, I guess. Like fine wine.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like kind of like us. I think I look better now than I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
Add a little more. Add a little more.
You look great, baby.
He's going to go home with more than a note.
Okay.
sweating over there?
No.
It's okay. Getting a little hot in here. Both of you are getting sweaty. All right. Oh, man. At the apartment, Phoebe wants to bring David to the New Year's party at Monica's. Everyone is upset because this will break the no date promise. Ironically, Chandler is the first one to break the pact by inviting Janice. So we hear about Janice coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was trying to
Phoebe was the first one that
but prior to that, because she was telling them how, you know, she's been seeing David and how great he is, and she wants to be with him every night and day, mm-hmm. special occasions, kind of easing them in there, letting them know, like, she wanted to bring him to New Year's. And
Chandler's like, well, she wants to break the pact.
Yeah, but like, but, yeah, the, but I already
but he, asked but he Janice. Already broke it because he already had the date. So he had already made plans to bring somebody to the date. So he was, you know, technically the first one to break it. Yeah, he broke it. But then he, like, he gets mad at Phoebe, but he had already broke it.
He's like, I snapped. I asked Janice.
And then doesn't Monica say something like, but Janice? Like,
yeah.
It was a messed up breakup.
Yeah, that was a bad breakup.
Joey comes in his elf costume, and Chandler is finding it hard not to make fun of him. Ross feels like he can't leave Marcel home alone because they already had their first fight. Ross thinks it's because he's working late, so Chandler offers to look after him and when he's going to be late. Ross agrees, but tells him to make sure he does not make it seem like he's doing Ross a favor. Instead, make it seem like he's just there to see him.
Yeah, and then Chandler was like, well, if he asks, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was funny.
I love Chandler.
The monkey was throwing feces at Ross.
Oh, when they were arguing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, why?
I was imagining it.
Yeah.
But they do that, no? Monkeys?
Yeah, they do.
They throw feces.
Yeah. Go to the zoo and you see.
No. Yeah, they do. They do. At Max and David's lab, after talking it out with him, Phoebe gets David to kiss her. He's talking and then
she's like, aren't you ever going to kiss me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's probably just waiting for that. Like, he's talking and talking and then
she could think about it.
It's like, aren't you going to kiss me? So he does.
But she suggests, like, for him to, like, clear the table and throw her in the table and stuff. And he's like, well, I'm not a kind of sweeping sort of fella.
he has expensive stuff on him. So he starts picking out little things.
He takes the computer.
He's like, this is just expensive.
This is expensive. And this was a gift. She's like, now you're just being...
You're just tightening up.
You're just tightening up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then he just throws everything on the floor. At Central Perk, the friends are discussing their dates for New Year's Eve. They all have broken their pact. Rachel's boyfriend, Paolo, is catching an early flight. Monica's inviting fun Bobby. Mm-hmm. And Joey's hooking up with Sandy, a single mom. Ross is the only one without a date. He says this is not what he needed right now because Marcel keeps shutting him down. Chandler brags that him and Marcel had a blast the other night. They played, they watched TV, and did some juggling thing that was amazing.
Yeah. And he thought that he either showed Ross or Ross showed Marcel.
Yeah. Yeah, he thought that Ross...
Had already seen him juggle,
yeah. Ross is upset because, you know, he's like,
he's never done that.
He's never done that with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Max interrupts the group with news. He and David have gotten the grant full expenses paid for research in Minsk for 3 years. And the departure date is January 1st. And Phoebe's, you know, sad.
Yeah, when Max comes in, he's looking for David, and Phoebe, you know, politely says, do you know the guys? No. But
and then he goes it doesn't matter.
He doesn't care to know everybody.
Yeah.
He's just excited to get the grant.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's something they were probably waiting for.
Yeah.
Max is upset because David told him he is not going to Minsk. Instead, he wants to stay there and make out with his girlfriend.
David is not sure whether to go because of Phoebe, and when he asks her to decide for him, she tells him to stay. I mean, at first she didn't want to tell him. She says she didn't want to tell him
because he's like, you what decide. To do.
Yeah. But at first she didn't want to.
No.
And then after a while she said, okay, well, stay. Mm-hmm. You know, okay.
And then he did the sweeping.
Oh, yeah.
He threw all of the stuff off the table.
It was Max's side.
But it was Max's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, Max is kind of acting like a little... Like, if they're in a relationship, like Max and David, not...
Well, I think he was just, you know, they're two scientists. They're probably waiting for this opportunity. This
is a great opportunity.
They probably worked a lot.
To do, to do that.
Yeah.
And he just met Phoebe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's, it's like two great opportunities.
He's throwing everything. He's throwing everything away, mm-hmm. you know, for a girl that he just met. Yeah. And so, you know, so I could kind of see his side. I mean, if it's something that they've been waiting to do and then they get the opportunity and now they can't do it because of Phoebe, I mean, I could kind of see it, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the party, almost everyone is with their dates, but plans are not as good as expected. Joey's date, Sandy, brought her two children, so he can't kiss her without them watching. Paolo misses his flight, and Rachel is beaten up by a woman. Janice continually exhibits the features that made Chandler dump her in the first place. Fun Bobby is far from fun as his grandfather's recent death. And Ross brings Marcel, but the monkey ditches him. Just as Phoebe's night promises to be a good one, Max reveals to David how, despite David's decision to stay, he's still going to Minsk. Brokenhearted, Phoebe tells David she believes he should go to Minsk, and he'll have to fulfill his career.
The what? Way Rachel walks in, like, she looked like she got her ass beat.
No, she got
like,
beat up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then because she comes in, right, all beat up.
Yeah.
And then she says, Paolo had missed her flight, had missed his flight. Mm-hmm. And then Phoebe's like, and your face exploded?
Oh, yeah. That was really funny.
And then that's when she's explaining what happened, that there was this lady with a pocketbook that, you know, they were, I guess, fighting over a cab. And they got into it. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's all beat up.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. she fell on the... whistle, that's what her
oh yeah and then yeah. she got cut yeah. up in the with her whistle. That's why her lip is all messed up.
Mm-hmm. And then when she did the whistle, three cabs came or something.
Oh yeah.
What's funny,
you would think they would help her too though. No?
I don't know, she looked pretty bad.
She yeah, looked really New York, bad
so I don't mm-hmm. know.
She looked really bad. David says she can't break David says he can't break up with her, so she tells him how to do it.
Yeah, she goes play by play of like what he should say, and she ends up with telling him, you know, you're gonna just tell me that it's almost midnight and you don't want to start the year with me if you can't finish it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she breaks up with him. But you know, it shows a lot about Phoebe as well when she knows that this is important to him. Mm-hmm. And he cannot just let it go.
Yeah.
Or it's not like her either.
Yeah,
like when she did that, because she's very like out there, that she would think of that it was good,
it was important to yeah. him. So she was allowing to put herself, you know,
getting hurt for him,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, poor baby. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, and then Fun Bobby, like Joey asked him like, hey, who died?
Oh god. Yes.
Because he comes in all
sad.
And because, you know, you guys haven't heard about Fun Bobby, right?
No.
No.
The first time. So obviously Fun Bobby means he's always fun. A good time. No. Everybody wants to be around him and stuff. So the fact that when he comes in, that's when Joey brings up like,
who died?
Yeah, who died? Not yeah. knowing that yeah,
that somebody actually did die.
Right. Yeah. And he bursts out crying.
Yeah.
Okay, so then David actually does, I guess, break up with her?
Yeah, he ends up leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, he promised her that he won't forget her.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't. Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh. Oh. Phoebe replies that she will miss him. Chandler is talking to a woman, and it seems like they just met there. I don't know. They don't say, but he tells her, please kiss me at midnight.
Oh, because...
And she walks away.
Because he has already broken up with Janice. So that one was a funny part, too, where obviously it wasn't genuine for him to ask Janice for that date, right? It was just because he needed somebody and...
He wanted to have a date.
Yeah. Right. So when he tells her, she's, you know, her old self, she's very, her laugh and mm-hmm. very annoying to everybody and taking pictures, I don't know if you...
Yeah.
She was taking a ton of pictures of them. And he just got fed up where he's like...
Her laugh. What's wrong with her laugh?
Oh my God.
When Chandler does tell her, like, when I asked you, I didn't think... And he was about to tell her, like, I didn't think it was going to become more than just that one date. And she's like, oh no. Oh no. Yeah. And then she starts crying because she knows where that's
leading. Where it's going, yeah.
Like, oh God.
So then she, you know, she knows that that's a breakup and she mm-hmm. ends up leaving. So that's why, yeah, Chandler is now seeking for
somebody
kiss.
Else. Yeah. Somebody else.
Wasn't the picture, like, she was like, oh, I want this one to say reunited.
Yeah. Joey is looking for Sandy. Chandler tells him that she is in Monica's bedroom getting it on with Max, the scientist. Yeah.
So do they still end up going? Because now Max is in a relationship? Or?
Well, that's not a relationship.
No? Oh, it's just like
they're just sneaking out.
It's a good goodbye.
Yeah. So where are the kids? They're sleeping, right?
I don't know. What happened to those kids?
I don't know. But so Joey didn't even know that she was going to bring the kids. Yeah. That's why he was in shock.
Yeah.
And every time he would try, or when he was trying to like flirt with her or hit on her and stuff,
they're both
the kids were just staring. Like
staring, awkward, yeah. staring. Yeah.
The friends find themselves keeping the promise they all tried so hard to break. Each is alone at the start of New Year. Mm-hmm. Nobody is in the mood to kiss anybody, but Chandler is moaning that he has no one to kiss, and Joey kisses him to shut him up. It's like, someone kiss me.
Yeah.
Doesn't he say that? Like, someone kiss me.
Yeah.
Someone
kiss me. But be, like when the, you know how it's a Rockefeller. The countdown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When, so everybody's like doing their own thing. And then Rachel could hardly talk, right? When she's like.
The balls. She says the balls dropping.
Yeah. The ball is dropping.
That was good.
How did she say it?
You did a good job, buddy.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's when Chandler's like, hey, well, there's three girls, there's three boys, you know, we could all kiss. And nobody's into it. Phoebe's upset. She's like, no, I'm not in the mood of kissing. Yeah. Rachel, she says that because of her fat lip. She can't
she
kiss.
Still can. She still can't
kiss. And then Monica's like, am I gonna kiss everybody? Mm-hmm. And then Joey's like, no, you're not gonna kiss Ross. That's gross. Your brother. So then when so Chandler, yeah, he's like, somebody kiss me. And then Joey kisses him.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you guys caught that Ross took a picture of that.
No.
Because he still had Janice's camera.
Really? Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
I wanna see that.
Yeah. Oh, that's oh my cool. God. Now this is something else I'm gonna have to go back and watch.
We always gotta go back.
We always have to go back and watch because you always miss something. Okay, the ending scene shows Ross sadly rambling away to Rachel about how he loves his monkey and that he doesn't love him back, only for her to tell him that she thinks that
bitch chipped my tooth,
cracked her tooth. Yeah. So apparently she wasn't listening to what he was saying.
No.
She was like touching her mouth like.
That's weird because I thought she was really engaged in the conversation and it just
No. This was a really good episode. I really liked this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a good one.
That was good.
This mm-hmm. one was good. I liked this one for sure. Yeah.
And then you think holiday. It did turn out to be a crappy New Year? Because, you know, Thanksgiving, they're like, crappy New Year.
Yeah. And it was.
So. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was a crappy New Year for all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
They were still together, but it was
yeah, they crappy. Still spent it together, but it wasn't what they wanted, you know. But then at the end of the day, they kind of, I mean, they had a date but not really.
Like, no. They ended up with their pack, yeah. Like, yeah. The original agreement, it ended up being that.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. how it ended, yeah. So, all right, so again, of course, our trivia questions. And some of the questions were already answered, so you guys, I'm sure you'll know.
That's why she tried to hit me.
Yeah, because he answered one of the questions on my Uh-oh. Trivia questions. But it's okay. We'll say it again anyway.
I'm trying to remember.
Okay. So question number one. While working up to their first kiss in the science lab, Phoebe's scientist friend is wearing a shirt with what Looney Tunes character on it?
Oh my goodness.
Martin.
I know who it is, but I'm not going to say it.
Martin.
Close.
Marvin?
Mm-hmm. Marvin what?
Marvin the Martian.
Yes, you got it. Yay.
Good job. Good job.
And you know what? It's so funny, though. I wrote these because, you know, I had my notes and everything, and I was re-watching it, and I forgot that this was one of the questions I had put on here. So I asked Martin when we were watching it, and I'm like, do you remember that guy? I'm like, look at his shirt. I'm like, I used to watch that when I was little. I'm like, what's his name? And he tells me. And then when I'm sitting here looking over my notes and I seen that was one of the questions, I'm like, I'm so stupid. Why would I ask him that? But I forgot. That's why he didn't want to answer, because he knew what it was.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I didn't remember the name, though. No. So I'm surprised you remember. Yeah, I used to watch it, too, but I could not remember the name of it. Okay. Question number two. Where was Dick Clark's show held?
Times Square?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Question three. Who rescued Marcel from the lab?
Bethel.
Yes. And we said that earlier, remember?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay. Four. How many new songs will Phoebe sing?
12.
13.
12 from her mom and then one from Frosty.
Yeah, the snowman. Yeah. Five. Who is the first one to break the no date pact?
Chandler.
You would have said Phoebe.
If you
had the conversation earlier, you would have said Phoebe for
Technicality.
Sure.
Technicality.
Okay. Six. What did Janice want to write on the picture with Chandler?
Reunited.
Seven. What thing the monkey can do and Ross didn't know that?
Juggle rolled up socks and a melon. And
Yeah.
Do I get extra points for that detail?
Single point.
Sure. Eight. What movie did Phoebe use to describe David? She says it.
Oh my goodness.
No? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. To describe David?
Three.
No. I don't know.
Two.
I could see where she's one. Describing him, but I don't know.
An officer and a gentleman.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and nine. Paulo didn't show up to the airport?
He missed his flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job, everybody.
Yeah, that was good.
Yay. Yeah.
Mari got most of them.
She did.
That was no different.
Again, this episode, I really, really did like.
No, it was good.
It was a good one. Mm-hmm. It was a really good one. So far, I have two favorites. So this could be one of them.
Wow.
Which is the other one?
The blackout.
Oh.
I like the blackout.
Why?
I don't know. I just like that one. I think it was funny. I think it was funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly why, but I remember after we finished watching it, and even after talking about the episode, I'm like, this one's just really good.
Yeah.
Mm. I liked it.
It was good.
What's your favorite, Martin? Two favorites.
I would say the Thanksgiving one.
The tots, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And the laundry one. And
the laundromat. The laundry one. The lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
The main lady.
Yeah. That I mean, lady. It was good.
I'm still curious if that does happen in laundromats to this day.
So if anybody from New York is watching or listening to us, does that happen? Oh, no, actually, it doesn't have to be in New York. Anybody anywhere in the laundromats, does that happen?
Saves it. Saves.
What is it?
No saves?
No saves?
No or suds, no save.
Oh, yeah, no suds, no save. Yeah. I know the card thing is definitely...
Is it?
Like, if you don't watch your card, they're going to steal it.
But how do you save it?
You sit on it.
You sit on it.
Go in there and sit on it. Yeah.
No, you put your stuff in there.
Yeah, or your child if you have a kid.
Anything that belongs you to you, just right. put it in there. Save it. All right, well, this concludes episode 10 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 11, called The One with Mrs. Bing.
Ooh.
And, you know, when I first started writing this for this next episode, and I wrote Mrs. Bing, I'm like, did Chandler get married?
Mm. Maybe. Mm,
maybe he did.
Did he get married to Janice?
Or did he have to?
Because I'm like, what other character have they showed for him?
It'll be a good one.
You would have to watch it, yeah.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Oh my goodness. I hope he didn't get married.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Don't get your hopes up.
Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24.
Because we love the ratings and we love good reviews.
Thank you, Mari and Gino, again for coming and doing this episode with us. We had a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us.
It was fun.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, guys.